Yeah, I can't think of it in my life.
Can you,
Captain?
Okay. Did you ever hear that word used by colored people talking to white people?
But Captain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did they say that?
I've heard them call old Cap. Told people many times so-and-so, old Cap, old Cap.
Cap?
Mm-hmm. Old Cap, call them old Cap. I have a lot of them call me old Cap. So they think a lot of me, you know.
Yeah.
They come up and call them. Get down, take your hat off, and call an old Cap, come out and talk to you.
Yeah.
You'll always want something, though.
Yeah.
Get up and come up like that. Yeah. Always really want me to do something fun.
Yeah. The man who presides over the court, what do you call him?
He's a attorney general.
Okay, yeah.
A foreman. He's the foreman of the grand jury. That's right, of course, the guy that cares the court is would be the attorney general.
Yeah. What about the one who decides the case?
Judge.
Yeah. You sound like you know pretty much about courts.
Hmm. Me?
Yeah.
I ain't never been in court now, don't get me wrong.
I was wondering when you said attorney general, you just been watching Watergate
No, I know what's Watergate. I've seen it. Oh, come on, now get up and go to work. I told Annie to want me to watch it all the time. I ain't gonna do it. I got something to worry about instead of that. That ain't none of my business. I ain't had nothing to do with it. I ain't gonna worry about it. You take judge had a lot to put up with, and a lot of times the judges cause a lot of this stuff. It goes on. They don't give them enough fine. Like Miss Frankie Judd, an old lady here just before you came in, and up in the 80s, and she's talking about herself, a daughter down there, and a colored guy come up falling around there the other night. She got off work, and she finally got in the car, and even got in the car and locked the car. And she said she sat there, and he sat and watched her.
Mm-hmm.
So finally she said, they started to drive around, let go around the block to something else. Then come back, see if he's still alive. And she did, then come back, he wasn't, and then she went on home. And she said it's gonna have to be something done about it. Well, asked me if I believe capital punishment, I said I definitely do. Yes. We're gonna have to have something other to get safe before we can lay down and sleep.
Yeah.
This thing is matter. Like I said, I thought about last night, maybe somebody might stop you and do something to you, you know. You don't never know.
Yeah.
It's awful. It ain't as bad in the country as it is in these big cities, you know, but still we have a lot of stuff going on. I tell you. And they got to be something done with them, not just rest them and turn them loose. Don't they gonna just keep getting worse and worse, you know.
Yeah.
Robbing banks, robbing people. They're snatching people. I read that this week, different time, where the people are shopping in those big markets down here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they grab the poor women's pocketbooks and run with them. Take them out. Just check them off, snatch them, call them. Snatch them. And that's all. You can't go in and look to try to buy your dress or something other, you know, without somebody running them grabbing your purse. Of course, I wouldn't want to kill nobody for that, but I mean, there's a lot of things they do, and killing people and all like that. I think it should take some of them lives. Like they took that poor man a woman's life. And you know we didn't have things as bad back a few years ago. It wasn't like this. It just got out of hand the last 2-3 years. Got worse and worse.
What would they do with people then? Before they had an electric chair?
Some of them gas them, who was supposed to, but now,